introduced. The lights are dimmed. We've got Mr. Cade Nissen at center court getting some hype video. We got Connor Crabb in the house doing our Western Iowa Network high-speed highlights. The lights are fully dimmed. We are getting all of the bells and whistles of what a state championship match will be. We've got red and blue flickering for the IHSAA. The association doing a great job of making this feel like the final game of the 2026 basketball season, Doug. It has been a great season, but everything that we have done, everything that they have done, everything in this last couple of months has led to this moment.
Yep, and let's hope it's a great ball game. Hopefully everybody plays well, stay out of foul trouble, and get both teams' best effort and let the chips fall where they may.
I tell you what, it's going to take a lot of readiness. You got to not be nervous. I sure know I would be nervous. If I'm playing under this, I would be very nervous to go out there and play this. But, you know, that's why they are better athletes than I ever was, because they out there, those 10 that are on the floor right now, are tremendously ready to go.
Well, you know, they've been ready, waiting for this for a long time, especially Kemper didn't get down here last year. They've been waiting for over a year to get back here, and my gosh, they made the most of it.
The Kemper Knights and the Unity Christian Knights. Austin Wieringa.
What an atmosphere.
Yeah, I mean, it is packed on both sides. It is loud. Wieringa and Claire to jump things off. Ball in the air. Two-way finals underway with Griffin Glenn coming up this right wing. Glenn to Schoen, top of the key, back screen to Glenn, back over to Bating, then to Perkins in the left corner. Perkins across that top, back to Glenn right wing. Glenn going to fake the handoff to Schoen, gets inside, onto the baseline, and gets his foot on, and a turnover to start things off for the Kemper Knights.
Yeah, he drove down that baseline, and just there was nobody there to get around, and a good defense there that controlled him and didn't allow him to get that pass where he wanted to go when he stepped out of bounds.
Teddy Perkins going to face guard Dylan Bosma to start this game. He's going to be the one that's had the huge defensive performance tonight. Bosma going to drive, gets all the way, shot blocked by Claire, and the ball going to be tipped out of bounds by Braden Harskamp. Ryan Claire coming up with a big play to keep Bosma off the board.
Yeah, we just saw how quick Bosma off. He took on the left hand and went by Teddy Perkins. Teddy's got to move those feet a little bit more if he's going to stay with him.
Still 0-0, 30 seconds into our Class 2A championship. Bating to his left, hands off to Schoen, who drives, spin move. Floater in the lane, no good, rebound into the hands of Van Dong. As he'll drive down left side, nobody picked him up early, goes back door, throws it through a teammate's hands, and out of bounds, a last touch here by Kemper as it sails.
Somebody must have got a hand on that.
That was a huge pass. I mean, he jumped in the air and threw it sidearm, almost Mahomes style, through that hole.
But you heard, you know, you saw how quickly Van Dong takes that ball and just takes off down the court.
Inbounds pass going over to Winterfield. Three-pointer up, no good. Rebound to Claire. He'll gain the possession for the Kemper Knights, and low scoring to start. Griffin Glenn on the left wing. Glenn, handoff to Bating. Back to Claire, now left wing. Steps up to the three-point line. Drives to his right. Spin move back left. Fadeaway jumper comes up short. And it looks like he may have gotten a piece of his arm a little bit hit there, because it came up just a tad bit short.
Yeah, he forced that a little bit, though. It really wasn't there. Good defense, and as it is, it turns out as a missed shot, not a turnover, but kind of the same as.
Got to use some more shot clock, work the ball around to find the open shot as Winterfield going to come down. Goes over to Van Dong. Van Dong to his right off the screen. Schoen going to go and get called for the block, and that'll be his first, the first foul of the game as well for either team.
Yeah, Dylan got a little bit of foul trouble early last night, and they're starting out with a foul on him again tonight. He normally doesn't foul a lot, so we can't afford to have anybody in foul trouble.
They're going to set him up underneath the left side of the baseline. It'll be Bosma to inbound. They'll throw it in to Van Dong in the left corner. He'll drive baseline, gets cut off, and Claire almost had the block, but Van Dong goes up and scores.
Yeah, he just made a simple turn, but again, you saw the quickness of these guys. They're really athletic.
Jack Bating at the top of the key. He's now working to his left to Claire at the left wing. Claire to Schoen at the top of the key. Back to Bating right wing. Back to Schoen at the top of the key. Then to Glenn. Glenn pump fakes, drives in, has it ripped. Coming down the court, it's going to be Van Dong as well as Wieringa. Wieringa drive layup in. It gets it to go. 4-0 Unity Christian.
That's a second turnover for Glenn. Bating. Trying to force some action a little bit too much. And now another turnover for Kemper. I was going to say, I don't think they touched it. That's our third turnover already here We only had two in the whole game. We got three in the first 2 minutes. The Knights look a little tight.
Kemper has struggled to start this 2A state championship as they have fallen behind 4-0. Unity's crowd really into it. Kemper's crowd a little bit silent to start this ballgame. Van Dong to his right. Right wing bounce pass back over. Bading got a piece of it. They throw it off of Bading. Winterfeld did a nice job of coming down and getting off of Bading's shin to remain on the offensive end.
Yeah, good job there by Bading of a face guarding and knocking the ball away. Couldn't get the steal, though.
Bosma face guarded by Perkins. They're going to throw it into Van Dong, deep right wing. He goes up to the top of the key now, waiting, finds his teammate in Wieringa. Looks it back over now to the far side for Winterfeld. Winterfeld steps back, Bading there to cut him off. Back out again, driving this time, kick out. Van Dong drives, meets Claire, layup attempt up and good, and it's 6-0, Unity Christian.
That's how quick he is, got an easy pass to the basket. With 2.5 minutes in, Kemper down 6-0. They're not used to this situation.
Fading to Claire, Claire inside, kick out, Perkins, thought about the three in the right corner, back to Glenn, now deep right wing.
Good job there by Teddy Perkins, don't force it.
Schoen drives, scoop layup, comes up short, rebound into the hands of Bosma, and it's a 5-on-4. Schoen gets a sprint back, gets it over to the far side, Winterfeld. Van Dong thought about it. Drives on Claire. Bounce pass over. And a foul, I believe, on Dylan Schoen, which will be his second.
Yeah, that hurts Kemper. And we got Easton Gifford over at the scores
table.
Nope, it'll
be Glenn. Glenn will pick up his first.
That's better on Glenn than on Schoen to have two.
The fun thing is here is they're going to put Gifford in for the defensive match. Gifford doesn't provide a ton of offense for you, but he's an uber-athletic kid and can guard Bosma pretty well. Bosma to inbound, looking on the inside, skip pass, far side, three-pointer up, Horsecamp, good!
Might be a case where Coach might need to call a timeout. Kemper down 9-0, but the main thing here is on offense, don't get rattled, keep passing the basketball.
Jack Bading spins.
And Jack just traveled, and that's another turnover, forcing the ball again.
The Knights.
They're doing the one thing they couldn't do.
The Knights are rattled to start this game. They've got four turnovers, trailing 9-0 with 4:50 to go. Bringing it down is going to be Van Dong, who hands off over now to Winterfeld. Winterfeld between his legs, waits for an offense to set up, looks to his right. Bounce pass now on the inside to Wieringa, looking back door for Bosma. Bounce pass again to Van Dong. 3-on-1 with Van Dong, lost it. Kick pass, three-pointer up, Winterfeld, good!
Boy, everything they're doing, throwing up is going in, and timeout by Kemper. Down 12-0, just 3 minutes and 32 seconds into this game.
We're going to go ahead and take it with them. The Knights are struggling to start this last 2A championship.
On the court, it's all about teamwork, hustle, and heart. And that's how we do banking, too. At Commercial Savings Bank, decisions are made locally, right here in Carroll. That means personal service, familiar faces, and support you can count on every day. We're proud to support our local schools and wish them luck at state basketball. Commercial Savings Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When teams want to look their best and show their pride, they turn to Game One in Carroll. Game One provides custom apparel, uniforms, and equipment for schools, clubs, and organizations, along with a premium screen printing, embroidery, banners, logos, signs, stickers, and more. Because at Game One, it's about more than wins and trophies. It's about team spirit, identity, and the pride of belonging. Learn more at GameOne.com. Game One and Carroll, proud supporters of the Kemper Knights and this broadcast.
State championship for Class 2A, Bading to Claire. Claire at the top of the key, hands off to Schoen. Schoen will drive inside, spins. Lost the ball for a second on the floor. Tried to get it, looking out, finds Jack Bading. Three-pointer from the left wing up, no good. Rebound to Glenn, gets past it, layup for Glenn, blocked, but a foul on the way up.
Big offensive rebound there for Glenn. Just a chance to at least get that goose egg off the board.
They can look up and hopefully see points. Glenn coming in shooting 70%. Foul is going to be called here on Van Dong. That is huge, though, because you need him to have an early one to give him kind of that over-looming thought of maybe we might have to pull him if he gets a couple more.
Glenn got that right ankle tied up with the brace on it and gets Kemper on the board now, 12-1.
The biggest thing about these free throws is the time stops. You can knock down a lot of these free throws at the time stop, and Kemper makes this comeback a little bit better.
Give us a chance to catch our breath a little bit, too.
Glenn's second free throw up, 2-for-2 from the line for Griffin Glenn. 10-point deficit facing the Kemper Knights as they trail 12-2 just over halfway into this first half. Drive, kick, Going to go across the far side. Three-pointer up from Bosma. No good. Long rebound to Claire's hands. He'll regain possession off of the tip. Front court. Jack Bating. Thought about the drive. We'll wait for Claire. Hands off to get him downhill. Claire spins. Left side. Got it to go.
Good job using Bating for the screen. Nice roll by Claire to get Kemper kind of back in the game a little bit. A little momentum.
Dan Dong. Hand off to the far side. Pereringa. And a hold. And it'll be on Easton Gifford. Not a bad foul. They're kind of just chasing Bosma around that outside. And Gifford going to pick up his first foul of the evening.
You know, watching Bosma last night, you don't realize how quick he is till you see him against some of our players who you know are pretty quick, and he's kind of going right by him.
Van Dong, shot up, no good. Claire comes down with the rebound, but a foul on the way up. Sending Tice Van Dong, a 63% free throw to the line, and Doug Kemper's just not getting it done defensively and offensively.
Well, Van Dong's just a step or two quicker than what we're used to seeing from most of the middle guys, but I was talking with Doug Gifford this morning, and we were just talking about it. He said he's one of the real keys to this ball club because he's just so athletic, and we're seeing that out on the court as he hits that first free throw.
Kemper Knights trailing 13-4. They were only down by 8 at one point, now down by 9. Dylan Schoen, Easton Gifford, off the floor. We'll have Perkins and Tanner Bating checking in. Second one for Van Dong, no good. Rebound in the hands of Ryan Clare. 9-point lead. Throw to the front court. Glenn corner. Three. Left side. No good. Rebound. Teddy Perkins. Ball going to be tipped out and out of bounds off of Teddy. And it'll go the other way for Unity Christian.
Got a good open look there. And, you know, when you're down 13-4, you got to take a few of them as you get them. You didn't really have rebounders in position. But, again, the three-pointer has not been good to us down here.
Bosma guarded by Perkins. Comes off the screen. Steps into it. Passes back inside, kick pass thrown almost away. Van Dong regains possession. He drives on Tanner. Runner in the lane, no good. Griffin Glenn comes up for the rebound. 2:56 to play and counting. Glenn to the front court, finds Tanner Bating. Back to Glenn. He's at the top, has a little space, finds Bating on the right wing. Jack to Claire. Claire, wrap around, gets inside, back down, gets all the way and is fouled on the way up, which will send a 61% Ryan Claire to the line.
Number one. I didn't see who they called that foul on.
Keegan Winterfeld, number 10, going to be picking up his second of the night for Unity Christian. Claire again, 2.3 rebounds so far, shoots 60% on the season from the free throw line. First one up, rolls it in.
Ryan's had two really good ball games. He's been our player of the game, and I think in both golf ball games, had 27 in the game last night.
Claire showing why he was kind of a pick last year to maybe be player of the year. Has a chance this year to possibly be player of the year. We'll let you know our All-Star Rewind player of the year next. That one up for Claire and good. And the Knights starting to kind of creep in. 13-6.
After being down 12-0.
Since then, a 6-1 run. Bating butt down, hands out on the defensive end. Guarding Winterfeld as he comes down center court. Winterfeld to his left off the cross. They're face guarding Bosma, not letting Van Dong get open either. Keep going. Bosma bounce pass. Perkins tried to get in. Left him open. Three up from Bosma. No good. Kind of a sneaky situation. Ball rebounded out. They're trying to get it in. Bounce pass. Inside. Layup. No good. Foul from behind on Tanner Bating.
That was better to get fouling, but Kemper just a little bad luck there. They had the ball kind of surrounded, but somebody right between them and grabbed that offensive rebound, put it back up, and that is Keegan Winterfield. Winterfeld, excuse me.
72% shooter on the season for Winterfeld from the free throw line. Dylan Schoen set to check back in. First one up and good. And the more that you give these ones up, Doug, the more this game looks ugly.
Yeah, we've got to make sure that we keep those guys off the glass. I mean, they're good enough shooters. We don't want to give them a second chance.
Got to leave it all out on the floor. 14-6, Unity Christian, 2:15 to play. Winterfeld at the line. Got it to go. Inbounds to Schoen. Schoen will come down this right side across the Farm Bureau logo. Schoen off the screen from Claire. Gets all the way. Layup no good. Rebound in the hands of Bosma. Front court. Ball. Kick pass. Back out. They're going to get it out to Wieringa. Wieringa bumped. Corner into the hands of Winterfeld right side. Winterfeld driving. Runs into a brick wall. And it's called for the travel.
Good defense there by Griffin Glenn. Teddy Perkins on the backside, but Griffin Glenn got his hands in there and got him moving his feet a little bit. Dylan Schoen back in the game. Dylan's not dented the scoreboard yet. I said he was one of the guys that I thought might come off and have that good ball game tonight, just pressing a little bit.
Lynn to Claire. Claire having a little wraparound. Thought about the pass to Perkins. Claire works it back out, now to Glenn, deep right wing. Glenn had the open three. Fires it up now. And no good. Rebound coming in right our way. And we'll get the hands of the ball.
It went to where Bating was standing, and he had moved in to try to get it inside.
Winterfeld, pull-up jumper from 15. Got it to go.
That's something you don't see a lot of, is 15-foot jump shots in our game anymore, but that was well done there by Mr. Winterfeld.
Leads back up to 11, 17-6. Dylan Schoen going to drive, spins back out of it, finds Teddy Perkins on the left wing. Perkins working the top of the key. Looks to his left where his three guys are at. Glenn now left wing, down to Ryan Claire. Claire doubled on the baseline. Skip pass, almost thrown away. Dylan Schoen regains possession. Underneath the bucket, drives in, finds Tanner Bating. Layup up and good.
Great job by Dylan Schoen finding Bating, and he filled that hole, and Kipper got a field goal off. They really needed that.
Front court, Winterfeld, deep right wing. Pass over now to Wieringa. Wieringa back over to the far side for Junius. Back over. Pump fake the three. Winterfeld drives. Backdoor cut. Layup. Good.
That's four, just great basketball Cosmo there by Unity Christian. Kemper's defense got caught napping a little bit.
Shown to the front court. Shot clock separated by 3 seconds. He drives. Spins to Claire. Thought about the three. Claire driving. Spins back. Finds Shown. Steps into his own three. Comes up long. Rebound into the hands of Wieringa. And he'll walk it up. No shot clock. They can hold to make this an even bigger double-digit lead.
Dylan's really rattled right now. He almost airballed that three-pointer, but they've really scouted him well. They know how to cut him off.
Ball
8 seconds left.
Bosma, 5 seconds to play. Works to his right. Gets all the way. Thought about the shot? Nope. Perkins going to cut him off, and his call for the foul first.
Yeah, we played good defense there for about 10 seconds, but the last two, unfortunately, got that foul. I'm surprised that he didn't take that three-point shot that he had, because he was wide open to take it.
They send Bosma to the line, an 88% free throw shooter on the season. He can go to the line and make this thing 12 or 13, and it will be 12 if he can make the next one.
They don't miss many free throws.
They're going to send, I believe, Van Dong back out there. Nope, they'll go with Harskamp and Hall down low. Junius, Van Essen, and Bosma.
Griffin Glenn takes a break here for the last couple seconds.
Give him a longer break. Bosma's second one comes up long, too. Schoen clears the rebound, step through, fires it up, almost hitting the camera.
That and might be a good sign, though, with him missing two free throws. But 19-8 here at the end of the quarter.
We step away. We'll be back with more coming up next.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Feld Fire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They chose Feld Fire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feld Fire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
Christian, after one in the Class 2A state championship, Doug, it has been ugly to start. At 1.12-0, since then, 8-7 Kemper, but that's coming a little too late.
Yeah, they're going to get the ball here, I think, to start, because I think we got the tip, if I remember right, and there was nothing but that, no other jump ball, so they're going to get the ball. We had to come out and play good defense, but the good thing is we got that first quarter behind us. Well, yeah, we're down 19-8, but we started 12-0, and then we kind of played with them. Now we just got to get back and settle down. I think there's some nerves out there, and hopefully Coach is going to calm them down a little bit here as we go through the end of the first quarter.
Yeah, hopefully the nerves start to dissipate. You've got through kind of the hard part of what this can be. Now you kind of know what they've thrown at you, and you know what you need to do. But Unity is a very good team, Doug. You get 10 right now. Keegan Winterfield with 7. I look up Van Dong with 5, but Bosma's only got 2, so they've done a nice job on him. But other guys have really contributed big.
Yeah, they've taken the ball inside, really hammered it at us, even got some back cuts against us. So, you know, we got to put a stop to that. But at this point, Kemper's got to try to figure out how to get something done on offense and just, you know, like I said, keep moving the basketball. But they got to run stronger cuts because this team is very, very athletic, very aggressive. They're going to probably jump the passing lanes a little bit. They're probably longer than we are, which means that our passing lanes are going to be blocked a little bit. But I still think it comes down to maintaining your composure, and hopefully we'll get a shot to drop here or there, maybe a three-pointer. I don't know that we've made one yet.
When I look at the board here, 2 free throws from Glenn, 2 free throws from Claire, a bucket from Bating, and another bucket from Claire. That's all you got. So 4
nothing,
of your 8.
Nothing from Schoen. That's just so unusual.
None from Jack either. So, I mean, it has been a rough first quarter, but we're going to get to the second quarter, put the first quarter behind you, start playing like it's 0-0 as Van Dong going to come down center court. Hand off to Bosma, guarded by Perkins. He works to his right now across the logo. Hand off back over to Van Dong. Looking back door, Van Dong drives to his left. Schoen guarding him. Hand off again. Bosma thought about the 3. Thought about it again. Schoen going to come up on him and to guard. Hand off now. They're looking down low. Van Dong's got the mismatch on Perkins. Bosma pump fakes the 3. Looks down low. Wrap pass. No one home. And a turnover from Unity. Doug, that was beautiful defense from Kemper.
Yeah, great defense because they had a mismatch on us. They had Perkins. They had Van Dong on Perkins down low. And if they'd have got it in there, that would have been 2 points. But good defense out front there by both Claire and Dylan Schoen.
Fading to his right on the right wing. Looks down low at Claire. Bounce pass in. They're going to have Van Dong on him. Jumper up and good from Ryan Claire.
Nice job by Bating, getting a good position by Claire inside to get that jump shot off.
He's got 6 of the 10. They're working it across. Hand off to the far side for Winterfeld. He pulls up from 15, and no good. Jack Bating out in transition to Dylan Schoen. Rips through on Van Dong. Gets inside. Layup. Got it. Count the basket. Schoen through the contact, and it's 19-12.
That's Kemper what Kemper wanted to do, is get out and run.
They want to make this game fast. Bosma gets to his spot at the short corner. Hand off now to Wieringa. Top Van Dong. Far side for Winterfeld. Back to the corner now for Harskamp. He drives off that right corner. Looking outside, finds Van Dong on the outside. He'll drive baseline, spins back, meets Claire. Van Dong rips through and gets it to go.
That's just pure strength and athleticism stepping through that double defense that we had down there. He just took care of it.
Glenn goes to his left, gets all the way. Short floater up. Good from Griffin Glenn.
Used the screen from Ryan Claire at the top of the key. Nice little floater there by Griffin Glenn.
21-14, 7 points trailing for the Kemper Knights. Pass to the far side, into Van Dong. Thought about the 3, driving baseline. Beat Schoen to the spot. Missed the layup. Tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Unity Christian. Kemper, huge break there.
Yeah, might have got a break there on the foul, too.
Van Dong coming in. Huge game for him last time. Bosma, huge game last game. So we're going to see if they can keep it hot. Kemper looking to get back into this one.
This is, again, more about the defense of both teams. Kemper settled in a little bit.
Jack Bating to Griffin Glenn. It looks like Unity may be going to his zone. Bating deep range 3. In and out. Dylan Schoen almost got the rebound. Van
Dylan
Dong out.
Normally goes after that a little bit more aggressively than he did.
Van Dong out in transition. Runs into the lane and gets it to go.
That's what we talked about. He's just going to take the ball and go, and we've got to get out in front of him and stop him.
He's got 9. It's now a 9-point lead once again. Back to Bating. Bating looking at the short corner. Skip pass over to Glenn. Glenn steps into a long range 3. Good!
Got to get some of them to go down, I guess, but that one was out there.
Van Dong coming down. 7 points separating both teams here. 6 points, excuse me. Ball in the hands now of Wieringa. Van Dong driving. Step back. Handoff. Far side. 3. Harskamp to match. No good. Rebound on the floor. Ball's fought for. Schoen comes up with it. Has a 3-on-2. Perkins driving. Claire underneath.
Oh, that's going to be an offensive foul. Ryan put his shoulder down. He knew it. Great.
Claire's
more
second.
Than anything, it was just great positioning there and a very smart play by Brandon Harskamp, the coach's son.
That is his second. So Claire is going to come off the floor.
I don't think he can.
Nope, we're going to have Schoen and Perkins come off, Bating and Gifford back into the game. Easton Gifford's getting some real trust from Sean Minahan tonight.
Yeah, Kemper didn't handle that fast break well. We should have split that defense again and got an easier layup from Claire.
Van Dong off of a screen to his right. Works it to the far side for Bosma, guarded by Gifford. Bosma, pump fake, three-pointer, deep range, no good. Claire coming up with the defensive rebound. He'll get it over to Jack Bating.
Fourth defensive rebound. I only have Kemper for one offensive rebound at this point.
Fading bounce pass to Glenn, left wing. Glenn working it back across. Down low for Claire at the short corner. Skip pass to Gifford. Gifford driving. Works it back out to Jack Bating. Thought about the three to Glenn to make it a one-possession game. Good!
Kuemper crowd coming to life now, and Kuemper back in this game down by three, 23-20 at the 4:23 mark, and a timeout by Unity Christian.
At one point, 12 points separated these two teams. Kuemper back within one possession, striking distance for the number one team as we step away. We're back in 30 seconds here on Kick 106.7.
When life gets busy and schedules start shifting, figuring out meals can get a little tricky. Pizza Ranch is here to make it easy. Stop in for their buffet and enjoy all your Pizza Ranch favorites. Prefer to stay in? Check out their new carryout and delivery deals. An 8-piece chicken box for $16 or a large pizza with 16 boneless wings for just $25. Call today or order any of these offers online at PizzaRanch.com. Pizza Ranch, just off Highway 30 in Carroll.
Whoa, that's good.
For the Kuemper Knights, you've got two out of Tanner Bating, none from Jack, six from Claire, and two from Dylan Schoen. But I tell you what, for Easton Gifford tonight, I just want to say this. He's got to feel really good about himself because Coach Minahan's trusted him to guard one of the best players.
Well, he's going out there and just soaking up some minutes. The big number up there on the board right now is that number two under Ryan Claire for fouls. I think they're going to go inside on him.
Working to the far side. Hand off now to Wieringa. Back over to Van Dong, right wing. Goes down low. They're going to get it into Harskamp. Fosma, floater, no good. Well, Claire comes down with the rebound. The Knights out in transition. Kuemper with Bating on the left. Jack hands off to Claire, who tries to get downhill. Creating inside. Claire bumped. Layup. Got it.
Good strong move there by Ryan Claire. Pulls the Knights within a bunny. Within one.
The number one team has prepped back into it. Van Dong on the right wing, looks down low, tried to hand off to Bosma, spins inside, gets all the way. Claire tried to contest, got it to go.
Yeah, he just got Bating on his hip, and there's nothing he could do about it.
Jack driving, spin move, shot up, no good. Tanner Bating comes down hard and is called for the foul. That'll be his second.
Yeah, Jack forcing that one a little bit. Again, we got to stay out of that one-on-one, forcing that, get back to the passing, but passing of the basketball. Dylan Schoen coming in now for Ryan Claire.
This is where it means a lot for Claire to be off the floor. You're going to have to box out huge. Schoen's going to have a huge role, and Glenn and Tanner Bating, even Jack in there as well. You're going to have to rebound the ball pretty well and keep Van Dong off the glass. Bringing it down is going to be Winterfeld. He goes to his left, back to his right. Looking off of his screen, Bosma's over there. Works to his right in front of the Kuemper bench. Winterfeld, down low. Going to get it in, layup attempt, good.
Yeah, they get the ball down low. There's nothing we can do about it. We just don't have the size or the strength to match up with them. It's now 27-22.
Glenn
just shows that lead back out again.
Back to Glenn. It was once three. Glenn working, drives, gets inside, layup attempt, good from Griffin Glenn, and he's taken over for the Knights.
Yeah, Glenn now with 12 points in the game. 2 3-pointers and 3 deuces.
27-24, back to Van Dong, right, left wing. He drives, ball stripped away. Schoen coming down, one-on-one. Harskamp going to go up with him. Gets him in the air. Schoen gets it to go.
Nice little pump fake by Dylan Schoen to get Harskamp in the air. Kuemper back within one, 27-26. Got a barn burner right this time.
2:34. Ball in the hands of Wieringa going to his left.
They're really trying to open that middle up to clear that up for an easy layup and tried to get the ball down to Van Dong.
Back to Bosma, far side. Bating got a hand on it. Driving is Winterfeld. Pull-up jumper from 15. Good.
Boy, they do that nice.
Unity Christian keeping the lead at three. Kuemper can tie. They have not been tied since the start of this ball game. Glenn to Gifford. He's going to make the shot. And no good. Rebound out to Bosma. Gifford had a huge chance there.
Yeah, he can shoot the basketball, and I think he had to take that shot. Just didn't get it to go down.
Bosma going to get bumped, and that'll be Easton Gifford's second. I don't know on the bench, Doug, for JV guys that don't really play a lot of varsity, is there anyone else that's athletic enough to guard Bosma you could throw out there?
I don't think so at this point. I think we're going with the people that we've got.
Shot up for Bosma, knocks it down.
It's just Bosma's third point in the game. He missed 2 free throws earlier. Puts the lead back to 4 at 30-26. Keep in mind, Kuemper has never led in this game.
Not even been tied once since 0-0.
We're down 12-0 early. And if climbed back to get within, at one point, within one, down four at this point with a minute 57 left here, second quarter.
Bosma going to make up for two missed free throws by making both right there. It's 31-26 Unity. Baiting down low. Jack Baiting at the top of the key. Finds Perkins. Over to Tanner Baiting. Tanner over to Dylan Schoen. Then to Griffin Glenn. He's outside, guarded by Junius. Glenn going to drive. Short jumper blocked and a foul on Junius.
Looks like a pretty good block to me, but again, a poor shot there by Glenn. He did get bailed out with the foul, but he's trying to take this game over and keep Kemper in it.
Two for two from the line so far is Griffin Glenn, trying to put the Knights back within striking range. If he can make a pair, free throw up and good for Glenn.
Keep in mind he's playing on that bad ankle, but the kid's just tough-minded, and he's not going to let it affect his play.
He has really taken over this game for the Knights so far, being almost everything they have got in this one. Glenn, second free throw, got it. Puts him in striking range at three.
Well, Kemper's got to finish the half strong. We need to, you know, make sure that we keep this lead below five.
Van Dong rips. Jack Baiting on the drive. He's going to run left side. Gets it to Schoen. Schoen layup to cut it to one.
And Kemper played that perfectly that time. They split that defense. They split the defender in a nice layoff from Jack to Dylan Schoen, filling that lane. Jordan Dylan getting his first basket.
They had Bosma. Far side now for Wieringa. He's going to be bumped by Schoen. Van Dong going to drive. Kick out. Driving now. Push from Van Essen and a charge on Van Essen.
That's what Kemper needs to do, and a good job there. Griffin Glenn getting it done on the defensive end this time.
The Knights of Kemper have a chance to take their first lead ever. They trailed 12-0 to open up this game. The number one team can hopefully close out this quarter on a good note, Doug.
Need a good possession here. It's our first chance to get the lead since the beginning of the game. So need a good possession here. Hopefully get a good bucket.
Got Van Dong off the floor. He's been kind of their guy. Glenn drives baseline, gets bumped, spins in, kick out. Dylan Schoen, he fires up the three, no good. Rebound into the hands now of Wieringa, and that would have been huge.
Had a good look.
Wieringa to Junius. He thought about the three. Drives now. Baiting bumps him out back, far side, in the hands of Harskamp. Back over now to Wieringa. He's going to work on the outside. Tipped up by Schoen. Schoen going to go get it. He's in front of the crowd, going up. In the traffic. Got it to go. And the Knights are leading.
Steal in the bucket by Dylan Schoen.
It is no shot clock. Kemper up 32-31. Jack Baiting in the backcourt now with Winterfeld. Winterfeld to his right. Crosses back left between the legs on the Iowa Farm Bureau logo. Winterfeld back there. They're going to wait for this final shot.
20 seconds left.
Bosma on the far side now has it. He's one-on-one with Perkins. Bosma going to wait it out. They want him to be the man to take it. 12, 11, 10, deep range. Bosma working. 8 to go. Bosma going to drive. Bumped by Perkins. Step back. Handoff. Ball out. Bosma at the buzzer. Going to have to fire it up. Doesn't have it. Shot clock going to go off. Shot's going to count. Got
it.
Oh,
my gosh.
At the buzzer. Count it from Harskamp.
Harskamp threw one up and got, it was a prayer, but it was answered. But nonetheless, what a great half of basketball. 34-32. Kemper down by two, but what a comeback in the second quarter, Mason.
Down by 12 to start the game, led a late, and a shot there at the buzzer to give him the lead.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
When teams want to look their best and show their pride, they turn to Game One in Carroll. Game One provides custom apparel, uniforms, and equipment for schools, clubs, and organizations, along with a premium screen printing, embroidery, banners, logos, signs, stickers, and more. Because at Game One, it's about more than wins and trophies. It's about team spirit, identity, and the pride of belonging. Learn more at GameOne.com. Game One in Carroll, proud supporters of the Kemper Knights and this broadcast.
Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a general practice law firm that has been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936. Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a four-attorney firm with over 100 years of combined experience. For wills, real estate, estate planning, and more, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit brunerlegal.com.
Since 1984, Culver's has been delighting guests one meal at a time with signature butter burgers made with fresh, never frozen Midwest raised beef. Pair it with Wisconsin cheese curds and made daily fresh frozen custard. Now that's a winning combination.
Culver's famous custard is made fresh throughout the day, every day. With over 30 toppings to choose from, there is something for everyone. Grab a shake, malt, concrete mixer, or sundae. Find your favorite. Check out the flavor of the day online at Culver's.com.
Culver's, welcome to delicious.
On the court, it's all about teamwork, hustle, and heart. And that's how we do banking, too. At Commercial Savings Bank, decisions are made locally, right here in Carroll. That means personal service, familiar faces, and support you can count on every day. We're proud to support our local schools and wish them luck at state basketball. Commercial Savings Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Half of basketball, Doug. That was fun. It was 12-0 Unity to start. Kemper crept their way back in, led their late 32-31, but a buzzer beater three from Braden Harskamp to make his second three of the game and his sixth point of the game.
I was looking for that, but wow, sometimes prayers just get answered. But gosh, what a half, what a great comeback, great second quarter for Kemper, down 34-32 at the halftime, but they were down 12-0 to start the game. Griffin Glenn kind of putting him on his back. Got 14 points here at halftime. Good to see Dylan Schoen come alive there at the end of the first half, so he's got his legs under him. And we got through the half with Ryan Clare only having two fouls.
Fun thing here at halftime, Ben Ramsey of IKEA Manning getting it honored for IBCA Academic All-State Team. He was a great point guard for the IKEA Manning Wolves, as he is now getting honored for the All-State Team here. Just got our halftime stats, Doug, right in front of us. Looking at what we've got here, 12 rebounds for both, identical on rebounds actually, one offensive for both and 11 defensive for both, so completely identical there. Looking at the rest of it here, Kemper, 6 of 6 from the free throw line, 5 of 8 for Unity, 2 of 9 from free throw, both of them coming from Griffin Glenn, 3 of 8 for Unity. Looking at some of the other ones here, 3 steals compared to 5 assists for both teams, 1 steal for Unity. 6 turnovers for Unity and a 5 for Kemper. But the one big thing, 9 fouls for Kemper compared to 4 for Unity. So that's one of the bigger stats that you're seeing in that gap.
Well, but the main thing is there, nobody's got 3. We don't have anybody in serious trouble. And like I said, we got through that half with Ryan Clare only getting 2. I thought they might go right back at him, but Coach did a great job in pulling him back and moved Dylan Schoen over to that position. But I thought just a really good job of, defense adjusted in that second quarter, played much better than they did the first quarter. Offensively, we still look a little out of sync. We're getting some points, in some different ways, but would like to see us be able to, run the offense and get Dylan a little bit more involved and hopefully get him going in this second half. I think we're going to need it.
The other fun thing, Doug, Mr. Keith Wagner of IKEA Manning is going to be honored for his 500th career win down there here at our halftime. So two IKEA Manning guys going to be honored for some of the legacies that they're going to leave down there. Keith, a great coach. I mean, I got to deal with him for the last 2 years. You're a great guy, great coach.
Yeah, he's been around a long time over there in the Manning coaching, back when it was IKEA Manning. Or before it was IKEA Manning, back when it was even Manning with it.
I'm gonna let somebody else kind of talk a little bit about Keith here. I'll give the headset to Mr. Jeff Blankton. He doesn't want it here. I was going to let him talk about Keith because he knows more than I do, but I'll talk about kind of what Keith's done. 500 down there. I don't have the exact stuff in front of me, but you look at it here, Keith has done a great job down there, but the game in front of us, Doug, 34-32 Kemper. You come out in this second half, Kemper trailing by two. What do you got to do on the offensive end to get it done?
Well, again, just relax. Be a little bit more patient, but relax. Don't force it. We've shown that we can score the basketball now, putting up, you know, this is one of the higher scoring games at 34-32 and a half. But we've shown that we can shoot the basketball. I think we continue to try to get the ball into Ryan Clare, still try to do some things with Dylan Schoen around the wing, and then, you know, if we can continue to hit a couple of three-pointers. We only made two, and I think Griffin Glenn's got both of those. So, Dylan, and then it's the guys that are, you know, recognizing that maybe they don't have the hand right now. Maybe they're not shooting well. Get the ball to the guys at all.
What do you do with your unity? How do you attack the second half?
What's that? I'm sorry?
How do you attack the second half of your unity?
If you're unity, I'm going to go in to get at Claire. I'm going to try to get Claire out of the game. Try to get that third foul on him early in the second half. And, again, they're pretty patient, but boy, this is a high energy basketball game. It's just a lot. You can just feel the intensity of it while we're sitting here, you know, at the edge.
34-32 Unity Christian. We're going to go ahead and step away. We've got 7 minutes to go. We're going to step away. We'll be back on Kick 106.7.
When your farm needs a team you can trust, that team is Halber Enterprises. Like our hometown teams, they show up prepared and get the job done right. Halber Enterprises is your trusted source for suit-cup grain bins and steel buildings built to perform season after season. With quality suit-cup materials, experienced crews, in-house service techs, and licensed electricians, they can handle projects start to finish. Halber Enterprises also stocks repair parts in Baldor Motors to keep your operation running. Call Halber Enterprises at 712-658-2141. Halber Enterprises and Suit Cup Manufacturing, built strong, backed local. Does your IT only show up when something breaks? Reactive support isn't a strategy. For more than 25 years, Custom Technology Solutions has helped businesses align technology with growth, security, and long-term success. Locally owned in Carroll, CTS goes beyond fixing problems. They act as your trusted IT partner. They've even helped the local businesses achieve results other providers that said were impossible. For IT that truly understands your business, call Jamie North at Custom Technology Solutions at 877-287-1007 or email info at carolsitsupport.com.
Feldfire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They chose Feldfire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feldfire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
Lenten season is here, and the Market on 30 has all the seafood you need for the season. We have everything from cod and salmon to shrimp in all prep forms, raw, breaded, and cooked. Plus, don't forget seafood salad, tuna salad, and vegetable lasagna. Lenten season is here, and the Market on 30 has everything you need to fill your plate. The Market on 30, your local landmark seafood outlet, located in the BP Plaza, open 7 days a week.
When teams want to look their best and show their pride, they turn to Game One in Carroll. Game One provides custom apparel, uniforms, and equipment for schools, clubs, and organizations, along with a premium screen printing, embroidery, banners, logos, signs, stickers, and more. Because at Game One, it's about more than wins and trophies. It's about team spirit, identity, and the pride of belonging. Learn more at GameOne.com. Game One and Carroll, proud supporters of the Kemper Knights and this broadcast.
On the court, it's all about teamwork, hustle, and heart. And that's how we do banking, too. At Commercial Savings Bank, decisions are made locally, right here in Carroll. That means personal service, familiar faces, and support you can count on every day. We're proud to support our local schools and wish them luck at state basketball. Commercial Savings Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here, talk to me about what you think those big stats are for this first half.
Well, the big stat for Kemper is Griffin Glenn playing extremely well, shooting the basketball well, 14 points. Dylan Schoen with 8. He came alive there at the end of the second quarter, pretty quiet for the first part. And Ryan Clare had 8 big points. Tanner Bating had a couple of points. Jack still not able to get in score, but doesn't need to. Jack just keep assisting the basketball. I've got him with 4 assists, maybe 5. And then on the other end, it's just that complete balance for Unity Christian. Bosma only, you know, held him to 4 points. They got to feel pretty good about the fact that they're up by a point or two, and he's only got 4. Austin Waringa has 4. Keegan Winterfield, 9. Tice Van Dong, 11. They're just real dominant inside, gotten himself some real easy buckets. And Braden Harshkamp has 6 on 2 three-pointers, including that rainbow prayer that he threw up at the end. But nonetheless, it went in, and it's 34-32, Unity Christian at the half.
Who do you expect to be the X factor for Unity Christian? I mean, is it one guy, or is it the two-headed monster that they've had all season, or is it everybody?
Well, it's, you know, they're just a really well-balanced team, and I think you're going to continue to see that. But obviously, Van Dong, I'm expecting him to take the ball to try to go inside. He's probably the guy that scares me the most. But again, when we know that Bosma can go off and he was really quiet in the first half, does that mean he's going to come back in the second? Who knows? But he's too good to go quiet and only have 4 points. And then for Kemper, again, I still hope that Dylan Schoen comes alive and, you know, we get some more action inside. Ryan Clare's got 8 points, and he's had to work for every one of them.
You know, you look at this game this way. Coach Minahan's over here doing an interview for the halftime with Iowa PBS. Gets to put the headset on there, and it's kind of a cool deal for all of the guys and girls that got to do this over the last couple of years, Coach Minahan doing his interview. But the Kemper Knights, Doug, inside with Clare, how do you not pick up fouls? Is it that you need to try and take charges, keep your hands straight up? What is it?
Yeah, it's just, the keys to defense, one is moving your feet, and then two, don't slap down. You know, you go straight up and down. Don't come down with that arm. Go straight up and just hold your position. They're not calling a lot of body fouls, so you can get by with quite a bit, but the main thing is don't hack away with your arms.
You don't need to make the highlight play if you're Ryan Clare. I know he loves to get blocked, but the highlight play is staying in the game.
Absolutely. We need him on the court.
You look over. He's talking to Coach Leonard right now. Leonard's done a nice job of, you know, putting together some game plan. But in the second half here, I mean, you've seen Gifford and Perkins rotate on Bosma. Is that what you're expecting coming out in the second half?
Yeah, I think we're going to have to keep doing that. We're going to face guard him. You know, we can give up some fouls. They don't shoot until they get 5, but just don't let him have those three-pointers because, boy, he can, when he gets hot, he can start rolling those in a hurry.
You had Griffin Glenn be kind of the X-factor for Kemper right away here. What is it? Is it him in the second half, or where do you go with the ball?
It's just team basketball and find it, you know, keep passing the ball, find the open guy. We got guys that can shoot, but don't force it. We don't shoot very well when we force the basketball. So, again, we've said it probably 100 times during the 3 games when we broadcast down here. Don't try to do this by yourself. There is no such thing as an 8 or a 9-point play. Take 2 at a time. Work for them. You don't have to get them in 5 seconds. You don't have to get them in 10 seconds. If it takes all 30 seconds, so be it. But we're in a close ball game. Let's just make sure we do all the smart things that can keep us in the game and hopefully put us out on top at the end.
Do you see anyone else getting off the bench for Kemper?
No, I was glad to see Easton Gifford get the minutes. I thought he came in and played well. I would have liked to have seen him hit that 3-pointer. That would have done a ton for his confidence. But it's probably, we're going to be limited. The only thing might be is if we get to the end of the game or near the end and we're down and we need 3-pointers, we might try bringing Jordan Tryon in. But I don't see that, at least until we're in a position where we absolutely need points.
You don't want to throw Brock Bating out there? I'm seeing him shoot some jump shots from the corner there, but you keep him on the bench.
We know Brock can shoot. Even if he's got that cast on, we know he can still shoot.
But, yeah, I mean, Jordan's a pretty good three-point shooter, gets the shot off pretty well. But, you know, for me, you might see a Nash Leonard if they start going inside at Clare. Maybe you see a Nash come into the game and clog up the middle.
Thing about Nash, he's just not quite quick enough to deal with the quickness of these bigs that Unity Christian has. I mean, Van Dong is quick, as is Waringa. Those guys can move.
You look at the second half here, Doug Kemper. What is your biggest key for them to be able to win the state championship?
Keep Clare in the game.
And is that simple for you?
Yeah, we got to keep Clare in the game because we don't have him. We really struggle from an offensive standpoint. We just don't have anybody to do much in the middle for us.
You look at this team right here, Doug. 16 minutes of Iowa high school state basketball separates one set of nights from a state title, a game. Kemper shooting the free throw pretty well, 6 of 6, 5 of 8 for Unity. 2 of 9 from the 3-point, 3 of 8 from the 3-point, so not much difference there, not much on the field goals either. 5 turnovers compared to 6 in favor of Kemper. 3 steals in favor of 1 for Kemper. Rebounds the same, 1 block for Kemper.
And I think it's real important for Kemper to start fast here, have a good possession on this first possession. At the very least, don't turn it over, but get a good shot out of this first possession and get a good start to the second half. We can't start the second half like we did the first.
Kemper going to start with the ball. Jack Baiting in the backcourt, working from right to left away from our broadcast area. Baiting going to get doubled. Goes to Schoen. Schoen over to Glenn now, right wing. They're going to double on everything now. Babs pass back to Schoen, working through their motion. Going to go to the corner for Perkins. Perkins going to drive baseline. Kick pass over to Glenn. Glenn going to be doubled, driving baseline now. Floats up. Layup, got it.
Great job, that athletic ability of Griffin Glenn. Kemper getting back on defense quickly because the Knights come the other way really quick.
Mosma on the other side, gets it over now to Wieringa. Wieringa looking backside, gets it over now to the far side for Harskamp. He's going to drive baseline handoff. Working it across now. Mosma, deep left.
Good over job now. By Teddy Perkins, staying in his face.
Winterfeld driving, get a stolen.
Steal by
Baiting.
Jack Baiting.
Jack Baiting going down, going to go through the contact. Goes up and pinned, but a foul by Austin Wieringa. That'll be his first. Baiting going to go to the line to give the Knights possibly their first lead of this second half.
The officials are talking. I'm not so sure that should have been a goaltend.
And let's see.
Definitely going to be the foul, but let's make it an end one instead.
They're looking to see if it is the end one or if it is the goaltending.
Looked like he had the ball up on the board, up on the glass.
And the officials going to not count it, so they're going to put Baiting to the line to shoot two.
Second steal of the game.
Nice job there from Baiting. The official was kind of blocking my view, so I couldn't see exactly how it went. But Baiting going to go to the line, coming into the season shooting 60%. 0 for 2 on the night. Free throw up, good. First lead of this second half for Kemper.
You know, in a game like this, free throws are going to be critical because it's physical. We're going to be getting to the line.
7 of 7 so far, 5 of 8 for Unity. Kemper winning the free throw battle.
That gets Jack off the snide, too, from a scoring standpoint because he was held scoreless in that first half. So getting a couple to go down is going to help him get his confidence a little bit. Let's play defense now, Kemper.
Working it across now. They're getting it to Van Dong in the corner. Back out far side for Harskamp. Has made a pair of threes so far. Goes back door, lost it. Ball in the hands of Teddy Perkins. And Unity's offense starting to crumble a little bit here. Kemper's defensive pressure has been big. Dylan Schoen, left corner, back to Baiting, to Glenn. Deep range, three, bang!
Great start for Griffin Glenn.
39-34, Kemper. Griffin Glenn with three threes, a timeout by Coach Harskamp. And the Knights of Kemper are on their feet.
When the ball goes in the hole, we're a really good basketball team. And that was a long three-pointer there from Griffin Glenn.
Glenn shooting it deep. The number one scoring team in the state of Iowa is leading 39-32 as we take a short break.
Since 1984, Culver's has been delighting guests one meal at a time with signature butter burgers made with fresh, never frozen Midwest raised beef. Pair it with Wisconsin cheese curds and made daily fresh frozen custard. Now that's a winning combination.
Culver's famous custard is made fresh throughout the day, every day. With over 30 toppings to choose from, there is something for everyone. Grab a shake, malt, concrete mixer, or sundae. Find your favorite. Check out the flavor today online at culvers.com.
Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
It is a beautiful looking night.
Well, he's feeling it right now. You can see the confidence that he's got. Kemper up 39-34 here to start the second half with a minute and 21 gone in the half.
Ball in now to the far side, into the hands of Winterfeld. Winterfeld works to his right, looking at Bosman, now on the right wing. Looking down low, Van Dong open, gets the layup up and good.
That was a play they called out of the timeout. Dylan. Lost Van Dong coming across that screen.
Kemper up three. Glenn on the outside. Drives in. Pushed off. Three-pointer from Glenn. No good. Short rebound to Schoen. His layup no good. Rebound into the hands now of Wieringa. Not a good possession from the Knights. driving in possession. Wieringa gets to the lane, layup up and good. And they're back within one.
They got to stop him. That's what those guys do. He came right down the court, and now Kemper's lead cut to one at 39-38. But
Kemper
Unity definitely got the momentum right now.
Claire back to Perkins on the right wing. He gets all the way over. They're looking at Glenn. Glenn top of the key. Back to Baiting. Jack thought about the three. Back over to Claire. He's going to fire it up now. Good!
Another assist to Jack Baiting. And like you said, you called it. Good thing to get to Claire a three-pointer.
That's the confidence Claire needs from the outside. Perkins is going to be called for his third, or excuse me, his second, as he's going to be called for the block.
And that's okay, because that's Kemper's first foul of the quarter. Better than giving up a bucket.
8 points for Schoen, 19 for Glenn, 11 for Claire. They're going to run him across the baseline. Harskamp out deep, throwing it in Van Dong. His shot, and one.
Kemper's been a little bit slow in the tournament. They've had that happen to him twice yesterday, and now another one. This one with Van Dong, where we just kind of lob it over the top of our defenders. Van Dong shooting a free throw.
This one up and good. Puts it within one. Schoen to inbound, gets it over to Baiting. Baiting taking that point guard role from Carson Caney last year. Baiting on the right wing, looking left at Perkins. They're going to work it out of the center of the key. Baiting to his right, comes off a screen from Schoen, works it back out. They're looking at the top, down low for Claire, pumping outside, fade away from Ryan Claire, no good. Rebound out, Griffin Glenn tips it, ball on the floor, he gains it in. Out to Jack Baiting, he's going to take a deep range three, no good. Rebound in the hands now of Van Dong. They're working across. Van Dong
beat down the court. They got to stop him.
Van Dong up in the air, and it's going to be a foul on Jack Baiting.
They've got to stop him at half court. They can't let him get that momentum and running downhill toward the basket.
Jack Baiting picking up his first of the night here, and I believe that is foul number three. And that will be Jack Baiting's first. Not a bad foul, but still, you got to stop him, like you said, before the half court. Don't let him get that full head of steam.
Yeah, Easton Gifford checks in for Teddy Perkins, so Easton going to be guarding Van Dong.
Inbound now for Bosley.
There again.
Down low for Harskamp. He's going to be shot blocked by Claire. Claire trying to go for the steal. Tips it out. Claire on the floor with Van Dong. Gets it out now to Wieringa. 1 point game. Back over to Van Dong. He thought about the three. Looks. Going to hand it off. Driving inside. Kick. Van Dong outside. He
Don't let
drives.
Him get to the hole.
Layup. Van Dong. No good. Claire goes up and gets the rebound.
Great effort there by Ryan Claire.
Jack Baiting in the front court. Gets a defender on his backside. Hands off to Claire, who's now downhill. Gets the short corner. Claire spins. Finds Baiting on the back door. Layup. Good.
That's the cut. Use the screen. Nice pass. Great offensive possession for Kemper.
44-41 Kemper. Inbounds Van Dong. Layup. And no good. Schoen with the rebound. A chance to take a two possession. Schoen going to drive. And he's going to get Van Dong in foul trouble with his second.
Not really trouble, but it's nice to see him get that second foul.
Glenn going to walk over to the ball here. They're going to see Harskamp come off the floor for Austin Hall. Tanner Baiting going to check in for Dylan Schoen. But Kemper's defense, I think, has gotten a lot better in the second half.
Yeah, a little surprised they pulled Dylan on an offensive possession, but nonetheless, let's run the clock. We've got Tanner Baiting and Easton Gifford both out there now.
Griffin Glenn left wing, looking on the outside. Glenn going to drive, gets inside, spins, in the lane, bumps, outside, Baiting, Tanner's, three, no good. Jack Baiting fighting for the rebound. Unity comes up with it, and that will be Winterfeld.
We got
three
a good shot game. There. Tanner's hit a few of those. But
Wieringa comes down, hand off Van Dong. He's top of the key.
Don't
goes
let him go
right.
Down, get going downhill.
Hand off to Winterfeld again. He's out deep with a chance to tie. Inside now for Hall. Back out, Van Dong drives inside, cut off by a double team. On now Tanner Baiting, spins into Ryan Clare. Inside layup. Good from Wieringa. Claire did a nice job of staying up and down.
Nice job of Wieringa dropping into that center of that lane, and they found it for an easy bucket. 44-43, 3:31 left, third quarter. Kemper up one.
Baiting at the top of the key. That'll be Jack handling the ball. Double screen waiting. They're going to call him to his left. Goes off the screen from Tanner Baiting. Goes now to Tanner. Tanner to Griffin Glenn. He's out deep on the right wing in front of the Kemper bench. They'll set him a screen now. Goes to his left. Pop from the three-point line. No good. Long rebound tipped up by Unity and out of bounds. Last touch by the Unity Christian Knights.
Nice job, Tanner Baiting, kind of coming over the top and fighting for that rebound. Saved the possession for Kemper. They're going to get a freshie five on the shot clock. Kemper.
44-43 Kemper, 3:10 to go. Into the game is Junius. He'll guard Jack Baiting. Throwing it in is going to be Claire, and it's tipped into the front court. Now Glenn's going to race down. Gets it. Hangs off. Missed the dunk. Rebound to Glenn. In the air, fighting for it. Coming down and a foul on Glenn.
That's two guys going for the basketball. I don't know how that's going to be. I don't know how that's called a foul.
That's a fight for the ball up at the top of their peak. And Glenn's going to be called for a foul when I don't think either of them had true possession.
Neither one of them did. Both of them were jumping for the ball. That was an unfortunate call as Jack Bating and Easton Gifford take a seat. Teddy Perkins. We got Teddy Perkins, Tanner Bating, Dylan Schoen, Griffin Glenn, and Ryan Clare in there now.
Inbound, looking down low at Van Dong. They're handing them out to the outside on the right wing. Back over now to Junius.
Tanner Bating guarding Van Dong.
Bosma fires up the three, comes up
short. Air ball.
They're going to tip it back in. Dylan Schoen there to save it. Schoen out on the break. Three on one for Kemper. Schoen drives, layup. Good!
Just took it himself, took charge. Like I said, want to get him going. He's quietly got 10 points now. Kemper with a three-point lead.
Van Dong driving, layup, no good. Ball in the air. Clare comes up with it. Clare on the break. Finds Schoen. Schoen inside. Goes backside. Ball tipped out. And it's going to be regained by Bosma. He's driving to the front court. Clare's going to tip it from behind. Bosma.
Cut him off. Cut him off.
Drive. Kick to the corner. It is time now for Wieringa. Back to Bosma. Tanner Bating gets a hand on it. They're going to get Van Dong driving. Scoop layup. Good.
He is really a good basketball player.
He has got...
What a game.
18. It is 46-45 Kemper. They have led for a while in this third. I don't got the exact number in my mind of what the time was, but they've led for a lot of this quarter. Glenn to Tanner Bating. Over to Teddy Perkins to Schoen in the corner. Looks down low at Clare fighting for position. Back to Glenn at the top of the key. He works now. Gets inside to Tanner Bating. Fires up the
long
three. No good. Rebound into Junius' hands. I don't know if Tanner's not a good shot.
Yeah, that's not the shot we want Tanner taking right now.
Ball in the hands of Bosma. He'll drive. Cut off by Perkins. Goes over to Junius on the right wing. Junius to the top of the key. Trying to hand off. Fights for it. Van Dong guarded by Tanner Bating outside. Two guys getting face guarded. Bosma to the top. Hand off there. Perkins flies by. Bosma going to drive. Step back. Three from Bosma. Got it.
Yeah, we can't let him get going. Teddy Perkins went for the steal there, which was a good play. But unfortunately, it freed up Bosma, and now they're up 48-46.
Stay on your feet there. Got to keep your feet. Glenn on the outside. Works to his left. Hand off Perkins. Perkins off the screen. Finds Tanner Bating. Back to Teddy. Over to Griffin on the left wing. Glenn. Hands off to Clare on the outside. Clare going to create. Gets inside. Spins back. Layup attempt up. And no good, but the foul. That'll be one on Austin Hall, which will send Ryan Clare to the line to tie this ball game up.
Minute one left, third quarter.
48-46. Don't go anywhere for the Class 2A state championship as both teams have battled tooth and nail to win this one. Clare with a chance to tie the game. He's 2-for-2 on the night. Free throw, good.
Jack Bating, Easton Gifford back in the ball game for Tanner Bating, and Teddy Perkins goes and they take a seat.
Unity going to sub Junius and Hall out, so it's starting lineup for starting lineup, except for Teddy Perkins for Kemper. Easton Gifford going to come in here with a chance to tie the game at 48. Clare, free throw, no good. Long off the left side, rebound out to Van Dong. He's going to race, got to stop
him. Cut him off, guys, got to cut him off.
Got to keep him out of the outside. Ball now to Bosma, guarded by Gifford. 51 to play in the third quarter, 48-47. Ball to the far side in front of us now for Winterfeld. Right wing, back up now for Wieringa. Turn to the corner, looking down low. They're looking across, gets it to Winterfeld. He drives, handoff. They're going to drive now. Bating going to cut him off. Into the hands of Bosma. He fires up the three. No good. Airballed. Schoen out on the break. One on two. Schoen driving. Gets in. Eurostep. Layup. No good. Rebound Jack Bating. He's crashed. And a foul. Bating hits the floor and a foul on Unity Christian.
That's going to be on Harskamp.
That'll be his first. Unity does a nice job of kind of distributing the fouls. Nobody with three. Kemper, nobody with three either. A bunch with two. That'll be their fourth. Kemper has four on the board, 24 to go. Kemper can hold for the final shot of the third quarter.
And I certainly hope they do.
They're going to take Van Dong out, put Hall in. Tice going to head to the bench here. Bating to inbound. They're going to set a down screen for Glenn in the corner. Cross route as well. Into Glenn in the corner. Glenn drives. Gets through the defense. Finds Schoen driving. He kicks out. Glenn. I thought he had the three.
18 seconds.
Glenn going to drive now. Gets all the way. Layup at the rim. Got it.
Oh, my gosh. He just rose over the defense and put that up one-handed. Kemper back on top. 49-48. What a ball game.
Kemper knows where this ball is going up. 49-48. Driving. Winterfeld. Layup. At the buzzer. Got it. 3 seconds to go. Into the hands of Schoen. He'll not inbound. And it ball will not be in favor of Kemper going into this fourth. So it'll be Unity ball.
50-49. What a third quarter of basketball. That's as good a quarter as we've probably seen all year.
50-49 as we step away back to the fourth quarter.
Ready to build your future close to home? At the DMAC Carroll campus, you can train for in-demand careers and live on campus, too. Our welding program offers hands-on training for high-paying, skilled trades, and our nursing program prepares you for a career caring for others when it matters most. With the Hope Hall dorms, you can live, learn, and succeed just a few miles from class. DMAC Carroll. Learn here, live here, succeed anywhere. Call us at 712-792-1755.
Looking for quality auto parts at unbeatable prices? Come to Quant Auto Salvage in Carroll. Since 1948, our family-owned business has been your trusted source for used aftermarket and new parts for your late-model cars, trucks, and SUVs. Need to get rid of an old vehicle, farm equipment, or scrap metal? We buy it all. With 60 acres of inventory and a commitment to quality, we've got what you need. Visit us at 18829 Kitty Hawk Avenue or online at quantautosalvage.com. Quant Auto Salvage. We sell the best and recycle the rest.
Looks like 27. I was asking, though, how do you win this game? I don't think there's an easy answer.
Well, no. We just got to play the best quarter of the season that we've had and let the chips fall where they may. I see the Kemper cheerleaders got the crowd going over there and kicking T-shirts up into the crowd. My daughter, Abby, had to step in and coach the cheerleaders today, so she's down there watching the Knights.
You know what, Doug? I mean, this is everything you've asked for if you're the Kemper Knights. This is good basketball. This is state basketball. It's fast-paced. It's ugly for a while, and then it becomes super silky. But I tell you what, Griffin Glenn, Dylan Schoen, Ryan Clare, what a game they've had so far. Look for them to be what Kemper needs to win this one.
Yeah, we've got to just take good care of the basketball, play the best defense we can, get back on defense when we miss shots, and like I said, try to have really good offenses. And at this point, a little luck wouldn't hurt either.
50-49. Kemper Knights trailing by one. Just got to see the great Tim Fitzpatrick on the board there in front of the student section. He's guarding. See Coach Rosomali for the football team over there as well. Coach Ryan Steinkamp, those guys a part of something special during the fall, trying to watch their guys be a part of something special during the winter as they look. And look up at the board, Doug, with 8 minutes separating them between a runner-up or a state title. Put it all out on the floor and see where you win.
Yep, absolutely, and that's what both teams are going to do, and I hope both teams have a good quarter. You know, let's have a good quarter of basketball.
Inbound, Bading guarding in the backcourt. Winterfeld going to get past him. They're going to set up an offense now to Van Dong on the left wing. Looking backdoor, Bosma, layup, no shot. Good. Perkins fouls him before.
Fouled him on the floor. So
that'll be his third.
He did get away from Teddy.
And with him and Gifford rotating, Gifford's got two, Perkins has got three.
Now Kemper's got to be alive here on the defensive end under the bucket because they've given away some easy baskets.
Inbound to Van Dong in the corner. He'll hand off to Bosma, guarded by Perkins. Bosma off the screen, still guarded deep out there. Drives to his left, pass off again now for Winterfeld. He pump fakes, goes down low for Van Dong. Block shot, foul. Schoen comes up with the foul.
No work there. That's Dylan's third foul.
That'll put Van Dong to the line, who has made one or two of three. He's 63% on the season here, going to the line to push the lead to two or three.
Really impressed with Van Dong.
He has got 18 of the 50. Leading score. Shot up for Van Dong, makes it two. And the big thing is don't get frustrated. You're 20 seconds into this game. You can still wait. You have 8 minutes to play.
You gotta
just keep playing for the next possession. Van Dong second up and good. Down three. Kemper, don't gotta think you need the three. That's the big thing. Don't think you need it.
No, we don't.
It's good offensive possessions here. Bating to Claire. Outside looking. Hands off to Glenn. Gonna get him downhill. Glenn on the outside now between the legs. Drives to the right. Gets all the way to the bucket. And a foul gonna be called, and it'll be on number four. It'll be Wieringa's second. Brock Bating up, helping Coach
Griffin, playing like a man possessed out there right now. Just want him to be a little bit more patient. Don't force it too much. He's the guy that we got to have.
They're going to wrap around to Glenn. He catches in the right corner. And a hold, and that's underneath. And I believe it'll be on Winterfeld. Nope, it'll be on Harskin. And that's huge because with those early two and Kemper's early two, you're matched on the fouls.
Yeah, they got both teams with two fouls already.
Inbound for Bating. He's looking in. Bounce pass going to go off the foot of Winterfeld. So we're going to do it all again.
Kemper's got to set some good screens here. And not only set good screens, but use them the right way when you come off of them. Rub that guy right tight.
They're setting a couple of crosses. Inbound going to Perkins. He'll hand off to Schoen deep right. Finds Bating. Jack out to the right. Drives off the right corner. He looks. Gets inside. Spin. Bating. Tough jumper. No good.
Jack's just got to give the ball up. He's not shooting the ball well at all today.
Van Dong driving. Back cut. Layup up and good for Harzkamp. And I would not be surprised if a timeout comes flying out on the floor.
Well, at this point, it's a five-point lead, but they just let them sprint right up the court and get an easy bucket again.
Jack Bating out high at the top of the key. Goes to his right off the screen. Works back around. Looking down low at Claire. He'll bounce past it down to the short corner on the right side. Claire inside. Has the ball back from behind. Van Dong strips it. And it's a jump ball. Will remain Kemper possession.
Get that ball up in the air. But they double team down on Ryan.
Claire saying he's getting held. I could see him mouth it to the official saying, hey, I'm getting held underneath. And rightfully so. You see even there, Harzkamp keeping his hand on Claire the entire time.
Unity Christian on a 6-point run here. I think Kemper was up 48 at one time.
Bating to end. The officials talking with Coach Minahan.
Coach Minahan in their ear a little bit.
And I think they just went to go get the ball as well.
Kemper struggled getting the basketball in play. Unity Christian really long with this defense that they're playing on the inbounds.
Inbound to Claire at the top of the key. Goes to Schoen. Couple of back screens looking at Glenn. Finds Bating out deep. Three-pointer from Jack Bating. No good. High rebound. Van Dong tipped it. Claire got it. Claire underneath. Ball's going to be stripped in a jump ball. Claire came across his arm. Jack, he thought it was a foul.
Yeah, Jack's got to give the ball up. I don't think he's only maybe made a couple of field goals, but he's not made a single three-pointer. And right now, he's got to give the ball up to somebody else. I know you want your senior taking charge, but he's got to give it up.
Ball in the hands now of Winterfeld as he comes down left side, back to the center side. Dribbles to his left, hands off to Van Dong. Back cut for Bosma. Van Dong dribbles down to the baseline. Kick out. Three-pointer. Good!
Wow, he's got three of them in the ballgame. He's only had nine all year. 57-49. Coach needs a timeout.
Timeout, Kemper. We're going to step away with them. We're back in a minute here on Kick 106.7.
Ready to roll, Carol? Wittrock Motor Company is your starting lineup for everything automotive. Need a new ride? Their sales team is ready to assist. Hearing a rattle? Their service department has your back. In a hurry, zip through their express oil change. Fender bender? The collision center will have you looking like an MVP again. From the tip off to the final buzzer, Wittrock keeps you driving strong. Wittrock Motor Company, cheering loud for the Kemper Knights and Carroll Tiger basketball teams. Play your best.
Shoes that look good, feel good, and keep up with your lifestyle. Brown Shoe Fit has them all. Whether you're chasing kids, hitting the gym, or dressing to impress, you'll find a perfect fit in today's top brands. Comfort, variety, and a team that knows how to match you with the right shoe. Don't just wear any pair, wear the pair that fits your life. Discover more at Brown Shoe Fit in downtown Carroll, where style meets comfort every day.
As they are on the offensive end in the front court here. Doug, huge possession, need a bucket.
Yeah, we've absolutely got to score here. We've got to be a little bit more patient. Keep finding the guys that we can isolate and get buckets. We don't have to shoot 5 or 6 seconds. There's still a lot of basketball left here. We came back once, we can do it again.
9-0 run to start the quarter for Unity Christian. Plenty of time here for Kemper to still mount a comeback. They were down 12-0 at one point. 9 would not be too bad. It's an 8-point lead. Bating to his right. Looks down low. They're going to kick it to Glenn. Glenn fires up the three. No good. Rebound in the hands now of Van Dong. He loses it, and it's out of bounds. Last touch by Schoen. Kemper struggling from the 3-point line. 4 of 18.
That's what I say. That's what you got to stop shooting those. If you're not hitting them.
Kemper into a full court press with Schoen and Perkins. Bosma and Van Dong in the backcourt. Van Dong going to set up on the left.
They're going to slow it down a little bit now. They're going to do what you need to do, and that's work for a good shot, and that's what we need to be doing as well. But now we got to just play really good defense.
Winterfeld to his left. Pushes off a little bit on Bating to create some space. Out deep now for Bosma. He drives to his left. Cut off by Schoen. Looks at Van Dong. Ball tip. Van Dong, the last one to touch it. Regains possession down low. He's got it out deep. Finds Bosma. Bosma pump fake. Gets past Perkins. Three. No good. Rebound to Claire. Claire going to get it out to Schoen. Kemper on the break. Schoen to
Take
his right.
Take your time, guys. Slow it down. Good job, Dylan.
Schoen going to set up the offense for the Knights. Finds Jack Baiting at the top of the key. Jack looking. Couple of cross screens. Goes to his right side. Down low for Claire. Claire picks out to Perkins. Perkins open to Glynn. Glynn looks. Schoen. Corner. 10 to go on the shot clock. Schoen going to drive. Kick to Perkins. He fires up the three. Good!
Big shot by Teddy Perkins. Stepping in. He looked like he's done that before.
5-point deficit. Tyce Van Dong with the ball on the left wing. Looks and finds Wieringa. Wieringa now to his right. Back for Van Dong. Sets up in a 3-point possession. Back to Harskamp. He'll drive. Claire bumps.
That's going to be a blocking foul. That's not a good foul by Ryan. He was out there. He was in good position.
Claire picks up his third.
It's the third or fourth foul here on Kemper.
That'll be
in the
three
corner.
On foul, or three fouls on Kemper in the corner.
Yeah, Ryan had good position there. He just kind of bumped in. Just like he wanted to bump him. And
inbound to Winterfeld. He's deep left wing. Center court now drives to his right. Bosma goes back. Baiting still guarding him. Looking down low.
Dylan
going to take a shot to the face. Glynn's down, and that's his third.
That was just good, aggressive play. And
nice,
really nice
kid, though, from Van Dong. He comes over and makes sure Glynn's okay.
These kids are some quality kids. You know, every time we go up there or in that part of the state, these kids always play with, you know, whether it be Unity Christian, West Lyon, Central Lyon, George, Little Rock, those teams are always very, very professional in terms of how they play the game.
Inbound here from Bosma, looking down low, gets positioning on the inside, has to fire it up now for Harskamp deep. Full shot clock to go, over halfway still. Into the hands now of Winterfeld. He drives to his right, cut off by Schoen. Kick, drive, ball inside, strip, baiting almost Schoen. Schoen up top, missed the layup, gets it to go, and that's Harskamp.
Harskamp, the coach's son, has come up big today with some big plays, got that big deep corner, now that rebound, and they're back up 7, 59-52, 4:12 left.
Baiting out deep, top of the key, couple of cross screens. Baiting goes to his right, looks down low at Claire. Other than that, they've got Glynn. Glynn at the top of the key now. Glynn to his right, gets down to the baseline, throws it off of a Unity Christian defender, and out of bounds.
Good smart play there by Glynn. He's the one that's going to have to, I think, take this game over at this point if Kemper's going to get back in it. We're down 7.
Claire throws a Band-Aid or something on the floor, throws it off now. With 11 to go on the shot clock, Kemper's got a little time to work with, trailing 59-52. Inbound, going to throw it to the top of the key for Claire. Over to Schoen. Schoen back to Jack Baiting. He races off the screen, gets inside. Scoop layup, no good. Rebound, Van Dong throws it up ahead. Into the hands now. Missed dunk again. Second one. Layup, no good again here. Tip out. Long. Jack Baiting the one to get it. Baiting, dribbling down. Finds Glynn. Glynn's going to drive. Gets past the defender. Scoop layup, no good. Claire.
Actually,
gets it to go.
Tipped in by Van Dong, but let's get this, slow this thing down a little bit. Both teams, it's not good for either team to get out of control like this. But Kemper's got to take charge now on defense. We need a good stop here.
322. Van Dong. Van Dong, top of the key. Looking down low. Pass over to the far side for Wieringa. Top of the key now for Harskamp. He's made three. Van Dong drives. Spins. Lost it. Gets it back now.
Good
top
job by Claire dropping back.
Inside spin. Missed it. And Baiting's called for the foul. Jack not happy with the call, and that's his second. They're going to put Winterfeld to the line. He's made 2 of 2 so far at a 72% rate on the season. Kemper trailing 59-54, Doug. There's not a lot of time left in this game, but there's still plenty left for Kemper.
Yeah, 3:06 left, down 5. Main thing here is that they miss the free throws, box out.
Winterfeld at the line. First one up. And good. Playing like they have been here before, as Unity Christian has. Kemper playing for the first time in their state final since 1993.
Easton Gifford replaces Teddy Perkins in the lineup. Teddy had that big three just a minute ago.
You're going to have Winterfeld at the line again. He is 3 for 3. Second one up. Back rim, no good. Jack Baiting's racing for the rebound. He's going to be bumped by Winterfeld. That'll be his second foul as the Knights Five fouls on Kemper. Next foul will put him to the line. Unity's got three, which means that they have to foul two more times for Kemper to go to the line. But Kemper trailing now 60-54. You just need a couple of stops and a couple of buckets to get this thing back to on your side. Fading, top of the key, comes off the screen right from Schoen. They have that same play they've ran. Glenn gets downhill, gets inside, steps back, gets his back to the basket. Glenn, kick out, Gifford, back to Glenn, top of the key, guarded by Van Dong. They're going to get it out to Jack Fading. He's going to fire up the deep range three. No good. Claire tips it back. He regains possession. Claire inside, bumped and fouled, and that'll be on Bosma.
That's only Bosma's first foul.
Claire going to go to the line to shoot two. Trailing by six.
Jack's really had a rough night from the field. I'd like to see him just give it up and get it to the hands of the guys that are hot. You know, sometimes it's just not your night.
Claire's got a double-double with 14-11. Glenn with 21-3. Schoen with 10-6. That is your three playmakers tonight. Fading doing a nice job of distributing the ball, but that's where he's got to stay. Claire, free throw, good.
Ryan's had a really good tournament.
Claire, if they win, has a really good bid to be the tournament captain.
They got to come back and get the win, though.
Got to win. That's the biggest thing. 60-55, 2:44 to go. Free throw up for Claire. Good. He knocked both down.
Need a really good defensive set here now. Clock running now. 2:42 left.
60-56 in favor of Unity. 2:37. They're going to waste a lot of this clock to try and get a good shot here. Across the wing is Junius. Working it across now. Hand off to Bosma, deep left wing.
Ethan Gifford on him.
Off the screen. Driving. Jumper. Altered. No good. Rebound. Tip. Claire to Glenn. Glenn out on the break. Finds Jack baiting. Jack waiting. Gets it to Glenn. Glenn drives baseline. Cut off. Finds Schoen. Schoen underneath. Layup. No good. Gets his own board. Second chance. Got it.
Great deep offensive possession by Kemper. Great effort there by Dylan Schoen.
2-point game, 60-58, under 2 minutes to play when they set up the offense. Van Dong on the left wing. Hand off now far side for Wieringa at the top of the key. Then to Winterfeld on the right wing. Bosma walking his way over. Winterfeld out deep, up by two. Timeout here by Cody Harskamp. The Unity Christian Knights are going to take this thing down to the wire. Doug and I will be back in 30 seconds here on Kick 106.7.
Templeton Savings Bank has tradition. It's family-owned since 1923. Templeton Savings Bank also has commitment to helping customers reach their financial goals and dreams. Templeton Savings Bank has vision, providing the latest banking services and products typically only found with bigger financial institutions. Templeton Savings Bank is about trust. It's your neighbor and friend right here in Templeton and Manning. Choose a bank that knows your name. Templeton Savings Bank is on your team. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Trailing Unity Christian here, 60-58, 151 to play in the Class 2A state championship game.
We talked about this being the game of the tournament, and in my opinion, there's no doubt of the ones that I've watched, definitely the game of the championships as far as quality basketball games. 60-58, two great programs, a lot of tradition of good basketball. Kids are talking to each other, having a lot of fun. Look at Easton Gifford here talking to Bosma. That's just fun.
Inbound for Bosma. Gets it in now to Winterfeld. Deep right wing. Baiting guarding him. 17 to go. They're going to run Bosma off some back screens. Winterfeld looks inside. Kick out Harskamp. Almost lost it. Playing the play on the shot clock. Gets it now to the far side. Dribbling inside. Ball stripped outside. Van Dong drives. Three to play. Two to play. Layup. Van Dong gets it.
Just split that steam and got the easy bucket.
He has got 22 of their points. Down by four.
We still don't need a three-pointer.
Outside Gifford to Schoen. Schoen going to have Claire set him a screen. Schoen going to create, gets to the bucket. Gets all the way, finds Glenn. Glenn going to drive baseline. Eurostep lost it. Tip from behind. Ball out into the hands of Van Dong. And he's out deep. Minutes to play. Gifford's got to get the stop.
That's unfortunate for Glenn. As well as he's played today, he lost that ball.
Claire going to guard Van Dong. Van Dong going to drive. Claire bumps him. Van Dong going to work it back out. Under a minute to play, up by four. You do not need to foul if you're Claire. And guess what happens? He fouls.
Yeah. Coach Minahan, that's not the guy he wants fouling there because we got 55 seconds. That's his fourth foul. This game could get to overtime. We need Claire on the court.
62-58, Van Dong to the line has only missed one of his five today. a chance to push their lead. He's got two free throws. Got a box out huge as well. Kemper's got to run some fast offense now, trailing. Dan Dong's free throw. Good.
Leads back to 5, 63-58. 55 seconds left, so again, box out. And even down at the other end on our offensive position, we don't have to get a three-pointer.
Teddy going to come in for Easton Gifford. You'll have your starting lineup for both teams out on the floor. For the Knights of Kemper, you got to run fast, get something in the basket in this next possession, but box out first. Shot up from Van Dong. Good. They are down by six. Two threes or three twos. Going to get you back in this one. Jack baiting down the floor. Looks to his left. They set a down screen. Goes to Claire. Claire screen. Back to Schoen. Debating. Jack out deep. Looking. Finds Claire. Inside. Layup. Fouled. On the shot. Claire's going to the line.
Well, he gets to shoot free throws, but the clock stops, so that's big. Now we got to knock both of these down.
That'll be Harskamp's third. 42. Clock stops. They can get two of them. Would put it to a four-point game.
42 and a half seconds left. Kipper's got Baiting, Claire, Dylan Schoen, Griffin Glenn, and Teddy Perkins, our starting lineup, back on the floor.
64-58. Kemper's got five fouls. Unity's got five fouls. Claire at the line. Free throw. Good. Knocks it down to make it five. If he makes this next one, they're 1 point out from a one-possession game. They're going to sub Harskamp out and put in Van Essen. Van Essen's an 82% free throw shooter on the season. Gifford going to go to the scorer's table, and I believe he's coming in for Ryan Claire. You're going to take some size off the floor, so rebounding going to be a huge issue. Claire at the line to cut it to four. Free throw up. Good.
Yeah, he's got to take Claire out, unfortunately.
And a timeout by Coach Minahan. 30-second timeout. Doug and I are going to take it with him here on Kick 106.7.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right, I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Burkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Do you throw a full court press in, Doug?
I don't know. At this point, we've not done a lot of that this year, but you got to make them play fast. You certainly got to put the pressure on, but again, good defense, and then we might get to a spot where we're going to have to foul. It's trying to pick out who you're going to foul.
Kemper is going to put the press on. Glenn with 21, Schoen with 12. Those are your two leading scorers on the floor. Kemper set in the press, Van Dong to inbound. Four across the outside on the half court. Need a stop. Brock Baiting, Sean Minahan, both yelling at the guys, get a stop here. Inbound from Van Dong. They're going to race a couple down. Breaking free there. And a foul by Jack Baiting, going to send Wieringa to the line. He shot 106 free throws on the season at 62%. Which will put him to the line. Kemper wants the ball back in their hands.
Yeah, he could put them up by 2 3-pointers.
Jack is third. Claire going to come back into the game after this one. Gifford going to sub out.
And I think that's the smart thing to do. Don't let him run any time off. Get the ball right away. Put him to the line. Give yourself a shot to get a couple of possessions. These kids are just, like you said, though, they've been here before. I'd be surprised to see him miss.
Wieringa.
And he does. I jinxed him.
You did jinx him, Doug. That was an announcer jinx that went in the favor of Kemper. Claire going to go box out. You need the box out, and if you get the ball here down four, get the easy two. Don't chuck up a three to make this thing one. Go get the easy bucket. Second one up now for Wieringa. He's at 62%.
Get a body on, man.
Missed it. Claire, rebound. Out to Schoen. Down by four. 38 seconds to play. Gets it to Glenn. Glenn, going to create. Gets to the basket. Spin. Shot up. No good. Foul. And a foul from behind. I believe that's on Wieringa. Glenn going to go to the line to shoot two.
Kemper's going to drag this game out as long as they can.
Wieringa, I believe, will be his second or his... I have him down for two. I think that was his third. It will be. Wieringa's got three.
Subbing Gifford back in on the defensive end.
You take him in for Claire. Glenn's free throw. And no good. He makes one. It's a one-possession game, but they're going to have to foul. or get the steal on the inbound. Blair sets out. They're going to have Van Essen check back in here, and they're going to take him away. So they're going to have Glenn shooting the free throw. You got to make this one still. He was perfect up until that point. 64-60. Glenn at the line. Couple of dribbles. Free throw. Good.
Rattled that one in.
Backcourt, they're going to set the press. Inbound going to Bosma. Not the guy to foul. Started off 0 for 2, but it's 2 for 2 and shoots 88%.
Easton was doing everything he could to face guard him to keep him from getting the basketball. Now we'll do that offensive-defensive switch again, having Slayer come in for Gifford.
Gifford's third. At the line here is going to be Bosma. Makes one. It's a two-possession game. 64-61. Kemper going to try and drag this thing out. Shot up from Bosma. Good.
30 seconds left. That gives him a coveted four-point lead as Slayer comes back in.
Still plenty of time for Kemper to get a good shot, but you can't waste the time. You got to go down and make a play.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of time on the offensive end this time. We've got to go down and score. Not immediately. We still want to try to work and get a good shot.
Bosma's free throw. Good. They've got to work it down now. He's 4 of 4 in his last four. Glenn, with no time coming off, will get it to the front court now with the time. Glenn drives, gets all the way. Free throws. No good. Schoen going to come up with it. On the floor, fighting for it. And the ball's out to Van Dong. Claire going to foul him, and that'll be his fifth, and he's done. Ryan Claire is out of this game.
And that will be probably clinch the game for Unity Christian. We needed that bucket to go down to give us a chance. What a great effort by the Knights. It's not over yet, but losing Claire, it really hurts as he follows out of his final game as a Kemper Knight.
Ryan Claire, what a career he's had. 2 years for East Sac County. Great player there. 2 years for Kemper Catholic. Great player here. Probably going on to play at the next level here eventually. The Kemper Knights trailing 66-61 with 21 seconds. Jordan
now,
Tryon going to check
yeah,
in.
And that's a good move to bring Tryon in. He's a shooter. He's a kid that can hit that three-pointer.
Claire going to hug Coach Sean Minahan. They're probably going to put him in the corner. Kemper's got two timeouts. They're going to put him in the corner now. Van Dong made the first. 66-61. Got to get the rebound here off of the break. Kemper's got to move quick and get down the floor. Get something up and call a timeout. Tryon, his first appearance in the state title game. Van Dong second.
It's first.
Gets it to go. 67-61.
Make it a little bit larger lead here than this game would indicate that it was, but 21 seconds left. Not over.
Second one up for Van Dong. No good. Rebound Schoen. He's going to race down the floor. Schoen,
Kemper
down
needs,
at it.
Kemper needs threes now.
Finds Glenn. He fires up the three. Good! Griffin Glenn gets it down. Kemper going to call the timeout, trailing three.
Boy, Griffin has just been huge. He's got 25 in the game. Had 20-some the other day. Big three-pointer. Ice water in his veins.
Doug, steal and foul. That's the two options here. Steal or foul.
Well,
that's it.
And they're not turning the ball over. We've gotten very few steals. I think they've only got nine turnovers, maybe, or eight. I'm looking up on the board. Eight turnovers on the day. But they haven't really turned anything over here in the second half. What a basketball game. This is what high school basketball is all about. We've had the best seat in the house.
You've got 12 seconds to work with. If you get the steal, make a shot or call the timeout. If you don't, you have to foul. Try not to foul Bosma or Van Dong. Bosma has made four straight. Van Dong has gone 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 7 of 9 on the night. Otherwise, 0 for 2 for Wirwinga, 3 for 4 for Winterfield. And those are the only four that have shot free throws on the night. Glenn with four threes, one from Teddy Perkins, one from Claire. Claire is done, so the rebounding issue comes into a play here. You've got to make sure you rebound the ball well.
Yeah, we've got to try to get a turnover. I mean, it's a big ask right now. We've got to get a quick turnover or timeout. And then at that point, but I'll guarantee you, if Kemper gets the ball back with a three-point deficit, they're not going to let him shoot a three-pointer.
They'll foul you. They'll probably foul you.
I would.
The smartest thing is if you're a good player,
and
if the foul is coming, get into your shot motion, maybe get three free throws.
That three-pointer at the right before half at the buzzer, sure looking awful big right now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's huge. Inbound, Bosma going to be the one to do it. Can run the baseline. Throws it into Van Dong. Goes back to Bosma now. It's just Bosma going to be bumped by Perkins and a foul. Perkins going to pick up his fourth. Bosma, 4 for 4 at the line since making or missing his first two. He goes in. Jordan Tryon set to check in here. Any free throw down makes it a two-possession game, bearing a and a one three-pointer.
And you can bet Bosma's going to step to the line and knock these down. This, I think he's a senior, just an incredible player, averaging 18.3 a game. Kemper kind of held him in check.
Bosma missed the first. If you can get the board here and miss on the shot. Doug, say it again. Every time they've missed, you called it.
Well, I think he's going to drain this one.
Doug saying he's going to drain it. Bosma, leg shaking.
Let's hope not.
Free throw. Up. No good. Missed it. Three-point game. Schoen racing down the floor. Nine to play. Timeout. Sean Minahan gets it to Glenn. 6 seconds to play in the 2A state championship. A three-point deficit for the Kemper Knights. A three-pointer goes in, Doug. We head to overtime. What do you do here? Do you attack the hole, or you got to shoot the three?
I don't know. I was torn between do you call a timeout or do you let them play. I'm afraid that calling a timeout, they're probably going to say foul somebody so that we're not going to get a shot at the three. I would not let us get a three-pointer off. You got to know how Jeff feels about that.
I think the biggest thing here, Doug, is if they're going to foul and you know, shoot it. I mean, get the ball in the air on a three. If you shoot it, you get three free throws. If you make it, you maybe get a free throw to win the game.
Yeah, that's tough to do, though, especially if they follow you and grab you on the floor or something like that.
Doug, this is the best state title game we've had all season.
Oh,
I mean, out of the four that we've got, you had the ADM Ballard game, but that was in the 30s. This is state title basketball.
Oh, this has been an excellent, and I guarantee you there's a tremendous amount of respect both ways for, and when this game's over, these kids are going to be hugging each other as they go through the line, because this has just been an outstanding basketball game.
Kemper Knights back out on the floor. Coach Minahan draws up a play to give them three. Ball more than likely going to Griffin Glenn here. Don't get cute with it. Trainer did that against Kemper. Get the ball to Glenn. Let him attack on the three. Inbound, 6.1.
Again, my strategy if I'm Unity is I'm fouling.
Baiting to inbound.
Kemper doesn't have any timeouts left, so they've got to get
the ball. They're running Glenn off a couple of screens. Gets him open. Glenn, outside. Kicks up the deep range three. No good. Long rebound out. No touch by Unity. And that will more than likely do it. The shot off the bucket. No good unless they steal from Kemper here. Glenn had a chance before the buzzer. Fired it up, and it came off no good, but a timeout. Unity, Doug, we're going to take it with them. We're back here on Kick in a minute.
New Way Auto Group. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
We have got a barn burner of a game. Kemper missing quite possibly the last shot of the season. You've got to get a steal here because no timeouts. And if you foul, you got to hope they miss too.
Well, you know, we had everything happen that we needed to have. Bosma did not have a good game. And he was in a situation there where he could have iced it for him, missed them both. We come down, just couldn't get the shot.
1.9. If the ball gets inbounds and you foul, you're probably looking at 1 second. One free throw wins the game. Kemper's got to get the steal.
And then we got to go.
And you got to shoot. Once you get the steal, you have to shoot a three or get fouled and one. So you're more than likely throwing it inside the three-point line to try and pray.
I'm looking at this Kemper crowd. They're most all of them on their feet. They know that it's a tall order right now to get a steal, but crazier things have happened.
20-26, 2A state championship down to 1.9.
If I'm Unity, I just throw it long.
Van Dong to inbound. They're going to race him down the court. Ball tipped in the air. Glenn going to get it at the buzzer. Chucks it. Deep range. No good. Unity comes out with a state title. Kemper falls in the championship. Doug, we're going to have a way. We've got the Mackey Motors tailgate coming up next.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Fans, athletes, and busy parents, fuel your day at Crossroads Nutrition. Whether you're heading to practice, the office, or cheering from the stands, Grab an energizing tea or a protein-packed shake made to keep you going strong. At Crossroads Nutrition, it's more than a stop. It's a community built around feeling better and performing your best. Swing by before the game or recharge after the final buzzer. Crossroads Nutrition, 204 West 5th Street in Carroll, where energy meets community and every day starts stronger.
It's tournament time. The buzzer beaters, the fast breaks, the big wins. And when it comes to one of life's biggest moves, buying and selling your home, you want a team that knows how to win. That's where Reesburg Realty comes in. At Reesburg Realty, we believe real estate should be exciting, not stressful. Our team makes the process fun, simple, and smooth. From the opening tip, finding the perfect home, to the final buzzer, closing day, we've got your back with expert guidance, clear communication, and a game plan designed just for you.
At Motor Inn, we know that teamwork makes all the difference on the field and in the community. Just like a great coach invests in their players, we invest in our schools, our athletes, and our future. From Friday night lights to Saturday tournaments, we're proud to stand on the sidelines cheering for every win and supporting every effort. Because when our kids succeed, our whole community wins. Motor Inn. Shop local, drive local, support local. Driving excellence on the road and in the game of life.
Since 1984, Culver's has been delighting guests one meal at a time with signature butter burgers made with fresh, never frozen Midwest raised beef. Pair it with Wisconsin cheese curds and made daily fresh frozen custard. Now that's a winning combination.
Culver's famous custard is made fresh throughout the day, every day. With over 30 toppings to choose from, there is something for everyone. Grab a shake, malt, concrete mixer, or sundae. Find your favorite. Check out the flavor today online at culvers.com.
Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Feld Fire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They chose Feld Fire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feld Fire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
For more than 40 years, Culver's has brought you fresh, never frozen.
On the court, it's all about teamwork, hustle, and heart. And that's how we do banking, too. At Commercial Savings Bank, decisions are made locally, right here in Carroll. That means personal service, familiar faces, and support you can count on every day. We're proud to support our local schools and wish them luck at state basketball. Commercial Savings Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
But hell of a season from the Kemper Knights.
What a game. You know, when you think about it, we did this, what we did tonight, within 3 points. That three-pointer that got thrown up at the buzzer at the end of the first half looking awful big. But we did what we did without our best player out there on the floor. What an effort by these kids to just stay with it. A lot of grit, a lot of guts. Couldn't be prouder of the effort. I can't imagine their parents just have to be extremely proud of them for the effort that they put forth as both Ryan, Claire, and Griffin Glenn on the all-tournament team.
Doug, not even just the parents, the fans that have listened all season, you and I, Jeff, Casey, Nick, everyone that's covered this team knows, special team, we're all proud of them as well for the season that they've had. Plenty of guys that'll bounce back here next year for the Kemper Knights. Doug, Culver's player of the game, brought to you by Culver's. We went with Griffin Glenn, 25 points, 4 rebounds. He was the X-factor for him. Had a chance at the buzzer there to tie it up, but just couldn't get it to go. But, Doug, thank you for everything this season. It was a really fun year.
Well, it's been a lot of fun. I love going to high school basketball. I love high school sports in general. You know, we got to cover a state championship football game. And, you know, a big thank you to these kids for the effort that they put in all year round in the weight room, training, hitting the books. And, you know, we get to enjoy the fruits of what they do because coming to these things, I mean, old people like me, old guys like me, you know, all you sit around and think about is the next football game or the next basketball game. And you as an announcer, I bet you were thinking about this game for the last 2 weeks since you knew we were going to get here.
But you know what? I mean, wins or losses regardless, great season from Kemper, great season from Unity. For my broadcast partner, Mr. Doug Weidiger, I'm Mason Nealon here on Kick 106.7 saying so long for the final time in the 2026 basketball season. Everybody, have a great night.